You're listening to Product Manage Her, the podcast dedicated to creating a safe space for women in product management careers, from transitioning into product to a deep dive into the first few months on the job. Our hope is to provide an authentic look into product management from a woman's perspective. And I'm your host, Blair Presley. Let's dig in. You've probably heard me talk a lot before about how pivoting into product can be so complex and so nuanced because there are so many different roles in product and roles that are adjacent to product that it can be confusing, right? My goal is to break down some of those roles that are adjacent to product to see, and maybe to show you how you can be a fit, right? So I have a little list of roles that are relevant to product. Now, granted, this list is not all encompassing. There are other roles that can help you to pivot into product. So for example, I've helped clients who were, a business owner, a real estate agent, right? So not everyone is on this list. So if you don't hear your current title on this list, it does not mean that you're not a good fit. But what I would encourage you to do is to listen in to see what skills sound similar to your current role that you could still leverage to pivot in. So I'll start with a scrum master or a project manager. These are both pretty tactical roles that are very important in product management. I mean, there have been teams where that I've worked on that didn't have these skill sets, but the skill set was still necessary, meaning we didn't have a project manager on a particular, you know, development team. Meanwhile, we're all like, well, who's going to do it? Because the project still needs to be managed, right? So know that this is still a very valuable skill set. And what is similar is like your ability to keep things organized, to see a path from start to finish. Product development, regardless of whether it's agile or lean or Kanban or waterfall, still has a process, if you will. The process varies depending on the methodology that you choose, but there's still a process of getting something from out of my head to in your hand. And it is super, super helpful if you have someone there that can keep things organized so that we can navigate this process as efficiently as possible. Product managers may not have the skill set to do this solo because we're, quite frankly, so bogged down with so many other aspects of the product that having a project manager or a scrum master is incredibly, incredibly helpful. Okay. So if you are in this role today and you're organized, you have the ability to network with others and influence others to get things done. You're able to look at risk, right? You're able to look at dependencies and see how things connect. Those are all very valuable skills in project management, as well as product management. Let's say that you are in customer success, which is a role that I have a huge, huge heart for. Now, this is a different role than customer service, okay? Both focus on the customer, but the level or the degree to which this function is focused on the customer differs. Customer success is a team that's really focused on getting a client or getting a customer to use and adopt the product after launch, right? Like not necessarily the person who's on the other end of a 1-800 number, if you will, fielding client complaints and things of that nature. But this is someone who's typically focused on like a group of customers. They're partnered with them, developing deep relationships with them to help them understand or to help the user to understand how their product can be leveraged more efficiently for that particular user. So for example, in the past, when I'm trying out a new SaaS solution, one of the first emails that I'll get is from a customer success manager to say, hey, Blair, this is Kay. I'm here to help you. If you'd like to schedule some time on my calendar, let's do so. Here's my calendar link, right? Like that is someone who wants to make sure that my experience with the product out of the gate is solid. Sound familiar, right? Like this is also the same shared goal of a product manager. So as a customer success manager, you have the skill set to say, hey, I am super close with customers. I know how to help customers to navigate a particular solution. I know how to help customers solve their problems through our technology. I'm familiar with how customers may respond to a particular product launch. I may take some of this customer feedback, give it to the product team to say, hey, this is what we're hearing from the market. You want to take this, or you may want to take this under consideration for your next launch, right? While you may not own the roadmap or own a backlog, you may be an influencer of those documents, which are very, very important to the product team. As a product manager, it is important for me to hear from the user or hear from customers frequently. I don't take for granted that the needs and desires that they had a year ago are still the same. So one of the first things that I may do as a PM is to go partner with the customer success team to hear what they're learning from their users. Maybe partner with them on some customer listening in some way. So if you're a customer success manager today, know that pivoting into product is absolutely available to you. I've helped a ton of clients make that pivot within the Sprint program. Let's say that you're on the product marketing team or you're on growth marketing, very, very similar to product management. As a growth marketer, you are there typically post-launch and you are trying to determine how your product can get from like, you know, post-launch to actually scaling. So you're doing a lot of testing, a lot of A/B testing, a lot of experimentation to determine what levers you can pull to make your product grow and have more value for the user and also for the business. It is quite likely that in that role, you are partnering with your product management team, because you all should be operating in lockstep, right? To make sure that this product has value post-launch. Teams are set up a little bit differently. So if I can give like a history lesson for just a moment, teams are set up are differently a little bit everywhere, right? So I've worked on teams where as a PM, I've had responsibility from inception through to launch and also this growth aspect. So a bit of like product marketing embedded within my product role. But there are also organizations and teams that I've been on that I'm responsible from inception to launch, and I'm working with a marketing team or a downstream marketing team, whatever you want to call it, to get the product from, you know, from launch to having, you know, a longer life. So as a product marketer, you're responsible for go-to-market strategy and positioning and communication. That's all very relevant in product. So you should be able to speak to how you've helped a product scale. Now, you may have noticed that there are roles in product management for growth. Product manager, growth, comma, growth. It's an ideal fit for you. I don't want you in this position to focus all of your messaging on marketing or communication or writing creative briefs or things like that. I actually want you to focus on the aspects of your role that are product management in nature, like A/B testing, experimentation, go-to-market strategy, etc. If you are a consultant, and I've worked with my fair share of consultants, right, where you've had the opportunity to serve as an embedded product manager for several companies, and some of the work that you've been able to do is super cool. One of the drawbacks, though, is that you're typically not there post-launch. So you're not able to speak to the success metrics or the OKRs related to a particular project or product launch that you were on, which is unfortunate, but not insurmountable. I instead want you to focus on the time that you spent owning a roadmap or focusing on, you know, managing the backlog or how you created a strategic initiative or partnered with the organization to charter a new strategic path. Okay. Did you do any user testing? Did you do any competitive research? All of those things are very much relevant in product. So sometimes we look around and think like, okay, I'm a consultant. Surely I won't make the fit. But you will. There are a ton, so many clients that I've worked with that have worked as consultants in the past and are now in, you know, in-house product managers. And I think the moral of the story is that there are lots of reasons why you may assume you may not be a good fit for product management. We choose to believe the aspects of our background that aren't a great fit for product when there's this other side that is so, so valued, absolutely valued, and we need in product management. There's a book that I refer to quite a book. It's called Six Thinking Hats. And the premise in this book is really, it's been helpful for me for team facilitation, right? If we're navigating something that's somewhat difficult, and I need people to kind of have a similar mindset for a moment. So for example, we're going to put on our white hat and be super, super negative for a moment. Let's all just trash the idea. Cool. Let's take this hat off and move on to something else. And put on our black hat and be super, super positive for a moment, right? I want you to put on your very cute, sparkly black hat for a moment and be very, very positive. Be positive. Think about your career through this super positive lens and what lends itself to product management. Assume it to be true. Fight out the negative forces of why this won't work, why you'll never make it, why, the pundits about you are right. We're fighting all of that out. Instead, we're saying, what skills do I have? What have I kind of done? Right? What is my absolute strong suit? When have I been a part of a product launch? We're asking some of those questions that are positive, and we're focusing on that. The reality is, and the thing that I tell most of my clients is this, we are not going to be everyone's cup of tea. There's a certain amount of rejection that is absolutely inherent to what we do. I, after 12 years of product management experience, could apply to a role right now and get rejected too. That's just the reality. Okay? Because I am not going to be everyone's cup of tea. My skill set may not align for every team. But what I would be looking for are the teams that actually need what I have to offer. But in order to sell that, I need to know what I have to offer. I've got to know that better than anybody. So in order to start that process, I think it's really important for us to start with, what is it that I can do well? What problem can I solve? What do I know better than most? Thank you for subscribing and listening today. Maybe you've decided that product is your jam, but you don't have a solid plan to do it. You want to leverage your hard-earned experience as a project manager or consultant into a product role, but you can't seem to land an interview. Or worse, you're landing interviews, but can't seem to advance in them. You've been at it for 6 months or more and are starting to question whether product is actually even for you. Don't let your experience change the course of your career without fully exploring all of the options available to you. Today's episode is brought to you by my hybrid one-on-one and group coaching program, Sprint. And if you know that it's your time but aren't sure how to make it happen, I'd encourage you to visit BlairPresley.com/sprint. That's BlairPresley. That's one S. .com/sprint. SPRINT. Once you're there, you'll apply to the Sprint program by answering just a handful of questions. And within 20 minutes, you will schedule time on my calendar and you'll complete an assessment. The assessment will enable you to identify both your glows and your grows. So the things that you're already doing that are working in your favor and the elements of your current strategy that may be working against you. Stop guessing where you're going wrong. The assessment will highlight exactly where we need to improve to start getting the traction in your product pivot. Apply to Sprint ASAP. Visit BlairPresley.com/sprint. And I can't wait to meet you.